Exclusive, PA Senate candidate Dave McCormick. Israelis are worried about Democrats' moral ambiguity. By Christina Wong on January 7, 2024. Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania David McCormick. During an exclusive interview with SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday, said Israelis are worried about Democrats' moral ambiguity on Israel, after recently returning from a trip there. He said while there has been great support from America, Israelis are beginning to be deeply worried about the moral ambiguity that they're seeing within America among some of our leaders. I think they're worried because what you're starting to see is a growing opposition in the Democratic Party, Bernie Sanders getting much more vocal on this. The squad calling for ceasefires, calling to stop the support of military aid, he said. We need to stand strong with Israel in their prosecution of this war against Hamas. There can be no compromise. Hamas needs to be eradicated. McCormick, a West Point alumni and Army veteran, visited Israel recently with his wife, Dina Powell, a former deputy national security advisor for strategy for President Donald Trump. They visited border towns where more than 1,200 men, women, and children were slaughtered when Hamas terrorists launched a terrorist attack. They also kidnapped about 240 others, including Americans. What happened there was just absolutely horrific, literally children murdered. People burned in their homes, but that was just the beginning, he said. He said he spoke to families of hostages, wounded soldiers, injured civilians, and public officials. The takeaway was this is Hamas is a brutal. This Islamic jihadist mindset is brutal. It's evil. And there's no way Israel can live side by side with it and Hamas is to be eradicated and my conviction on that was stronger than ever after seeing this horror, he said. McCormick slammed his opponent, incumbent Senator Bob Casey, D, calling him weak on Israel and unwilling to call out opposition from within his own party to helping Israel. The support is starting to splinter in the Democratic Party and we need to have leaders that stand up and make the case, he said. He also hit the Biden administration and Casey for being weak on Iran, which backs Hamas, as well as proxy forces attacking U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria, and commercial vessels in the Red Sea. The Biden administration and Bob Casey have been very weak on Iran. The original sin of Iran is where the funding is coming from, to support Hamas and Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad. Casey was one of the deciding votes for that Iran deal, which ultimately gave Iran the wherewithal to support all these proxy wars. He added, and noted that Biden recently unfrozen billions of dollars for Iran in October. He said the Biden administration has not applied hard sanctions to stop the flow of oil from Iran to China. I'm worried that if the Israelis do what they need to do to destroy Hamas, that support will continue to splinter. And they're worried too, he said. He said the difference between the Biden administration and the Trump administration on Iran is the loss of deterrence. We have lost deterrence, and that's the biggest contrast I see between the Trump administration and the Biden administration. So, deterrence is lost because your adversaries think you've lost the strength, the capability and the will to respond when you come under attack or your interests come under attack, he said, recalling when Trump ordered the killing of Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps leader Qasem Soleimani. Compare the response of President Trump against Soleimani as an example, where if you're the replacement of Soleimani, you're looking over your shoulder, right, versus what's happened under Joe Biden, where you have a debacle, he said. He cited Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal, which he said encouraged Russia to invade Ukraine, and Biden letting a Chinese surveillance balloon float over the U.S., and the recent unanswered attacks by Iran-backed Houthis on commercial and U.S. military ships in the Red Sea. We have lost the ability to strike fear in the hearts of our enemy. And that's why Iran is operating with such lack of respect and a lack of fear in taking on American troops, he said. McCormick also talked about his plans to overhaul U.S. relations with China if elected senator, which he first introduced during a speech in December, as Breitbart News reported. He said he would stop the flow of fentanyl and drug money into the Western Hemisphere, revoke China's permanent normal trade relations status and remove China from the World Trade Organization. He said he would also stop making America more dependent on lithium batteries and solar panels from China, stop investment from America into China in a way that supports the national security state and the Chinese military. He would also remove China from the World Health Organization due to its responsibility for COVID-19, and stop China from buying American farmland. The America we love, the American we know, is slipping away, he concluded. And without new leadership that's going to shake things up in Washington, be able to make bold decisions and take America in right direction. We're going to wake up one morning and not recognize the country we live in. Bob Casey is a career politician. He's a guy that in 18 years in the Senate has not done a single significant thing. And he votes 98% of the time with Joe Biden and Obama, and most notably, as we talked about, on this Iran deal, which has put us in this terrible spot. So we need new leadership. We need people in Washington are going to shake things up, independent thinkers that are going to fight for America. And that's why I'm running, and that's why I think I'm going to beat Bob Casey, because 80% of Americans and 80% of Pennsylvanians believe the country's headed in the wrong direction. They're frightened. They want change. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.